Fanning issues an advertisement from the fort on Thursday, September 6, 1781, really a threat, that couriers circulate throughout the region. This is to let all persons know that do not make ready and repair immediately to camp, that their property shall be seized and sold at public sale, and if they are taken and brought into camp, they shall be sent to Wilmington as prisoners, and there remain as such in the provost, and be considered as rebels. Also, if any rebel is willing to surrender and come in, he shall reap the benefit of a subject of the king. The threat and successful battle helped Fanning gather enough men to kidnap the state governor and other government officials in Hillsborough a week later, but Fanning was badly wounded at the Battle of Lindley's Mill on the way back here, after which the prisoners were taken to Wilmington instead. Fanning apparently never returned here. He stayed active in North and South Carolina until April of 1782, see our Faith Rock page, for example, but was never able to raise a significant force again. On Sunday, December 10, 1781, 300 Patriot militia from Wilkes County in Virginia under Colonel Elijah Isaacs claimed the fort for 3 months. On Christmas, Governor Alexander Martin issued an offer of pardon to all Loyalists who surrender by March 10, and an unknown number appear here. But Isaacs betrays them. All are taken prisoner, not just the criminals among them, and marched off with the army across the ford to a prisoner of war camp in Salisbury. Historical tidbit. Descendants of the Coxes took in a 7-year-old named Braxton Craven in the original home. He became the first assistant principal of a school that he later took over and helped to convert into Trinity College. The town of Trinity grew up around it. 10 years after Craven's death in 1892, the college moved to Durham. In 1924, it became Duke University. To see related locations as you leave, check the section by that title below for directions.